Yeah. Last week we learned in Gemara Soita Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a statement that the din of Soita only applies if the husband is Mekana his wife, is Choshed that his wife is having an affair with someone who's an Ish. But if he's Choshed, his wife is having an affair with Misha Eino Ish, Nishke Mensh. Nishkemensh, then there's no din of Soita. What do you mean Nishkemensh? What do the words mean? So first the Gemara said Anochri. The Gemara says it's not true. Then the Gemara said maybe it's a Soris who can't have any Zera. Gemara says not true. Everything is not true. Gemara finally said Mishenuish means a behemoth. He's Choshed that his wife is having an affair with a behemoth, which is an Avera, which is a serious Avera. But the din that she's Asur al Baila only applies if she's Mizana with a person, with a human being. She's Mizana with Mishka Behema, that's an Avera, with Misa and Kares and Chatas and the whole works, but it doesn't Asal Abal. I don't know. Maybe it's Alosh and Nikia. Misha Ena, instead of saying Mishka Behema, says it. I don't know. Maybe it's Alosh and Nikia. Yeah. So in the middle, the Gemara was discussing what does the line in the Mishnah mean, Misha Eno Yish. So they had a suggestion, maybe it means shachuf. Shachuf means an old person who doesn't seem to have any desire for women. According to the Rama, means a person who can't even have a kisha yever. According to Rashi and Tosis, that would not be true if he can't have a kisha yever. That mishamish beiva meis, if he's having tashmish and he can't have an erection, that's not called tashmish, so it does not asa labayla. So Rashi and Taz just says Shoch means an old sick man. He doesn't look like he has a desire for women at all. And the husband's chashad that his wife is having an affair with this man is utterly ridiculous. Who would have a desire? And nonetheless, the Gemara says Shoch mikanim al yod. So the Gemara first thought that it says in the pasuk v'shoch avishoy saw shichva zera about the 9-10 lines from the top. Pasuk says v'shoch avishoy saw shichva zera marachmana v'hala barachihu. If the fellow is a shachuf, he can't have any shichva zera. So I would have thought that the kinui is nishkin kinui kamash malon. That is not so. That shachuf mikana vayoda. So the Gemara we left off over here. The Gemara asks, so take about 15, 18 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara after it says dvarim chav gimel in the Torah, or so two lines after. That's I think we left off over there. So the Gemara elo shichva zera lomali. So what does it mean in the Chumash? V'shach abisai saw shichva zera. If you tell me that even if the husband is choshed his wife, that she's having tashmish with someone who's not royal hazriya, the din is still the same. So why does it say v'shach abisai saw shichva zera? It's not a correct description. The Gemara says no, boy lele kidetanya. I need it for the following din: shichva zera prato dover acher. That phrase in the pasuk comes to exclude a certain din, a certain case. It helps you a lot. My dover acher. So what is the price of driving at? These are, it's not derech eretz to talk about these kind of things. So the price writes Balosh and Nakia. Prata dover acher, like you say in the Mishnah. Prata mishaino ish. So it should have said behema. So maybe it's a losh and Nakia. So here also the price doesn't want to say explicitly. Sheikh Vazar, prata dover acher. My dover acher. What is the price of driving at? That there's a certain case that it doesn't count. Amar sheishes, what it means is like this. Prata shikini lo. Let's say the husband has choshed the wife that she's having an affair, and he thinks that instead of the boyel having tashmish with his wife derech harechem, he's having tashmish derech nekad beisarei from behind. That's called shaloi kidarka. So that's what the brisa means to say. Shichvazer paladav rachem. That's abnormal. Freg the gemara. Amalei Rava shaloi kidarka. What do you mean? Rava tells Rav Sheshes, you think that that's what it means in the pasuk? How can you say that? We have a pasuk that says if an eshes ishish mizana mishke ve'isha, says in the plural mishke ve'isha ksiv, means makish bia kedarka to bia shaloi kedarka, the same thing. If an eshes ishish mizana with somebody other than a husband, whether from the front or from the back, even derech neka beisarei, that's tashmish shaloi kedarka, does asa lebailo. So it cannot be that that's what the brice is driving at. Brother Dovrach, what does it mean? El Amar Rove, what it means like this. Brother Shikinelo Derech Ivorim. The husband has choshed his wife, not that she's having tashmish with the other man, that they're fooling around, they're doing other things. There's kirubasa, hugging, kissing, all kinds of other things, everything but tashmish. So that's what the pasuk is mamayet, that if the husband is choshed his wife, she's violating kirubasa, other things, but not actual tashmish. So that doesn't asal abayl. Omale abayis, abay tainis terover. I need a pasuk to tell me that. Pritzusa bialmahu. If it's not tashmish, it's not tashmish. The din is, if the eshes ish is mezana, mezana means tashmish. If she had tashmish, that's pritzusa bialmah. Pritzusa miyosa rachmana. What the Torah prohibits, of course the Torah prohibits pritzusa. Means, does the Torah say she's asura labaila? If she does an act of pritzusa, she's dancing and kissing and hugging and no clothes on, and everything but tashmish doesn't asa labaila. That's what he says. Pritzusa bialmah, pritzusa miyosa rachmana. Is the Torah going to say that because the woman, the Eshes Ish, does an act of pritzus with some man other than her own husband, she becomes Asura Baila? That's a Dovah Pashat. I don't need a Pasuk to be Mamayit that. We would have understood on our own. So what is Pshat in the Braise? It says, V'shach V'sav Shishich Vazera, to the exclusion of a Dovah Racha, some kind of a case. Elam Rabaye, Pshat is like this. Prat L'shikini Lo, B'nishiko. Beneshika doesn't mean that the man is kissing the wife with his lips. Beneshika means that the Eva Hazachrus, the husband thinks that his wife is having an affair with someone else, but the other man didn't do any penetration. He was not machnes Eva Hazachrus into the Eva Hanakvus. It was just at the edge. The Eva Hazachrus was touching the Eva Hanakvus just on the outside. That's called Neshika. So Abai claims that Abai suggesting that's pshat in the brisa. Sheikh Vazer, part of Dover Acher, if the husband is only choshed the wife, that they had the haschal of a bia with only neshiko. Freg the Gemara, there is a machloikas in Yevamos. There is a din. The Gemara talks about tchilas bia and gemar bia. Gemar bia means the completion of the ma'is bia. Tchilas bia means the beginning. Tchilas bia is known in Chumash as ha'arah. It's Mekorah He'erah. So Ha'erah means Tchilas Bia. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What is Tchilas Bia? That depends what is Gemar Bia. So one, it's a machlokes Amaroi. So one opinion in the Gemara is that Gemar Bia means when the Zohar is Moitzi Zera into the Guf of the Nekeva. And what's Tchilas Bia? Tchilas Bia is Hachnasas HaTorah, when he puts the Eva HaZachris inside the Eva HaNekeva, but there was no Hitzah Zera. But if you only do neshika, the Eva Hazach is just touching the Eva Hanakvas on the outside. No, that's like kissing, no, hugging, and that's like derech evorim. That doesn't count. And the other opinion is no. When he puts the Eva Hazachris into the Gufa Isha, that's Gemar Bia. You don't have to have Hoitzo Hazera. That's already Gemar Bia. And Tchilas Bia, Ha'arua, that's Nischadesh, means neshika. When he just has the Eva Hazachris touching the Eva Hanakvas on the outside, that's already called Neshika, that's already called Tchilas Bia. So the Gemara says, makes a comment on Abai. Abai is suggesting that when the Pasuk says Sheikh Vazer and the Braisa says Prat Ladavar Acher, it's Memayit a certain case, and the Braisa doesn't spell out what is Memayit. So Abai is suggesting it's Memayit Neshika. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, let's analyze it. Hey, Nicha, this is a good pshat, this is Nicha. The suggestion that Abai has in the Braisa is Nicha's acceptable, reasonable among the Omar, Arozu Hachnosas HaTorah. If you hold the Gemar Bia means Bia Samiruk, when not only did he put the Eva Hazachris in, he was Moitzi Zera also. And if he was Machnis the Eva and he wasn't Moitzi Zera, that's called Tchilas Bia. Aval Neshika V'loi Klumhi. But if you just have the Eva Hazachris touching on the outside, Loiklum means it's a pritzusa, but it's not called a ma'isa bia at all. So then your pshat is acceptable. Then your pshat is good. That if all the husband is only choshed that the wife is doing neshika, so that's not called bia. So that doesn't answer the baila. So we understand. But if you all like the other opinion, the Omar, his opinion is hara zunishika. That is tchilas bia. When you have the Eva Hazachris touching on the outside of the Eva Hanak, so it is. So Harua was Nischadesh, that is Dino Kigmar Bia. Ma'ika Lameimar. So how can you say that the Pasuk is Mamayit, that there's no Din of Soita? If the Eshes Ish really did what the husband is Choshed and doing, she becomes Asura Al Bailo, So that should have a din of Saito. So why are you memayit it? Why should you have a pasuk to say that it's not that's not what we're talking about? So the Gemara, let's go back to the other pshat. Li'aylam, let's go back to the pshat we suggested before. The shekinei lo derech ivor. The pshat is prat davracha. The brisa doesn't say what it's memayit. So maybe li'aylam, the original pshat is better. The shekinei lo derech ivor. The husband is choshed that the wife is fooling around with someone else, but they're doing other things other than actual tashmish. Aye, but we had before a taina pitzusa asa bi'alma. The Torah certainly does prohibit the neshes ish from doing such acts of pitzusa with someone else, but the Torah is not going to aser isha lebailo. So what kind of a din of... Of course there's no din of soita. Why do you need a pasuk to say that the parsha soita doesn't apply? One might have thought there is a Havamina here. Gemara laughed away before. What? There's no Havamina. There's no Havamina. Gemara says, no, there is no Havamina. Ma'udetema, one might have said, Bikpeda de Baal, Tal Yerachmane. The whole idea of Saita is because the husband is makpid, he's upset. So one might have thought that even though she didn't do an actual Maisibi at all, just Derech Ivarim, they're fooling around doing other things, not actual Tashmish. So I would have thought, Bikpeda de Baal Tal Yerachmane, the Torah asas Isha Labailo, because the husband is upset. Ubal Hoka Kopit Kinui. And the Baal is makpid, he's warning his wife, and then she continues to do this pritzus of doing derech evorim. Kamash malon the pasuk, what we thought all along, what we thought is so obvious that you don't even need a pasuk. The Gemara says, no, one might have thought mistakenly that pritzus, so should ask a labaila because there's kpeid of the Baal. Kamash malon that you have to have dafke maise
bia. That time of the crow?
It's a good question. His question is that there's a machlokes hatanai, whether darshin and time in the krah, loy darshin and time in krah. Whenever you have a din in the chumash, and it doesn't say the reason for the din, so do we have the right to figure out what the reason is to say that the din depends on the reason? Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. I don't know. Sometimes, usually the Gemara says, loy darshin and time in the krah, in all the cases in the Gemara, the pasuk says stoma, you would have thought that it applies to 25 cases, but being on a day, the reason for the mitzvah is this, it only applies to 20 cases. We're going to chisel away. He's going to add on. He's going to say, not only does the Torah say there's a din of soita, if the husband thinks she's actually having znus, tashmish, mamish, even with that, just a kpeda de baal. So, I don't think this is considered a violation of aloy dashin and time de krua. This is the uptight. We're interpreting the pshat in the pasuk. If the pasuk says a mitzvah, says a mitzvah, says a stoma, so we should assume it applies in all cases. Even though we can try to figure out the reason and say in certain cases the reason shouldn't apply, but the time of the krah doesn't regulate the application. You can't chisel away and say it should not apply.
Maybe can't be a saita, but certainly has a right to divorce and noksuva.
That's for sure, but he wants to say, I would have thought that she even has a din of saita.
What's the difference? The whole purpose is,
difference matter of life and death. Is she going to drop dead or not? If she drinks the Mai Mam Arm, she's going to die.
She doesn't have to. She can say no.
But what if she does go through with it? So they're discussing whether the miracle, it's a miracle that the Torah, the one and only case in Kol HaTorah Kula, Torah promises a miracle throughout all the generations. That if she's guilty and she drinks from the Mai Mam Arm, she's going to die a Misa Mishuna, miraculous death. And the boil is also going to die. He didn't even drink the Mai Mam Arm. And she drinks, it's also a miracle. It's not poisonous. It doesn't taste good. It's bitter. But it's not poisonous. So the Shaila is whether the miracle was promised in such a case. It's a problem in many cases in the Gemara. The Gemara a lot of times touches up. The Gedra Hadin is this, and therefore it applies in certain cases. There's always a question, why don't you say Lo Yedashin in time in the Krah? So we say that's not called Lo Yedashin. Lo Yedashin in time of the Krah means to take away cases. Lo Yedashin in time of the Krah means when you have a mitzvah that's written stoma, and the pashtus is a mitzvah applies in many cases, and you're going to drei time of the Krah. The reason for the mitzvah is this, so therefore the mitzvah should not apply in all cases.
By mashkin, if I have a rich woman, you have to bring back the mashkin at night or not, if she's a rich woman.
Right, right. You're not allowed to take l'sachol beged almana. You're not allowed to take as a mashkin. If I lent money to an almana, I'm not permitted to take any clothing. Why? So the Gemara said, what is a chok? Mara says, no, all the Tanaim agree. The reason is obvious. If she's a poor almana, and the malva has a right to take a mashkin, so if she needs the clothing in the daytime, so he has to give it back to Ksus Yom Bayom. But he'll give it back the dress. She'll call him up in the morning at 6:30 in the morning. She woke up. She needs the dress to go to work. But he says, I want another mashkin, so she'll give him back her nightgown, her pajamas that she sleeps in at night. So she's going to take off the pajamas on the other side of the door, and he's going to give her, through the crack in the door, he's going to give her her dress that she needs in the daytime to go to work. She's going to pass out the pajamas. Then it comes at night, she needs the pajamas back, so she goes to sleep after the late, late show at 1:30 at night, whatever, 2 o'clock at night. So she calls him up, she needs her pajamas back. So he says, okay, but I want a mashkin. I'm afraid you're going to run away. So he says, give me the dress. So she takes off the dress on the other inside. She's standing without any clothes on. And he passes through the pajamas through the crack in the door, and she has to give him back the dress. So the neighbor's going to say, look what a scandalous thing is going on. He's 6:30 in the morning, walking with pajamas with a dress, and 1:30 at night, the rich man is taking advantage of the almana. He's probably forcing her to have an affair with him. So the Gemara said, but she's a very wealthy woman. Yeah, she has a dress store, so she has 100 dresses. She's not going to ask for it back at night. So Reb Shimon says, Dashin in time of the cross, since it's clear and obvious that this pasuk is not a chok, it's a milsad, the mistabrisam, whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. But it doesn't say that in the Chumash, it just says, La sachvel beged alman, it says stoma. So the Chachamim say, Loi Dashin in time of the cross, that the reason for the mitzvahs is not considered from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbam. They all agree, Reb Shimon Abban, they all agree that you're supposed to try to ascertain what are the reasons for the mitzvahs in order to learn what moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Torah trying to teach us here. Everybody agrees to that. That's why the Rambam has in the Moreh Nevuchim Tamei HaMitzvahs, and the Sefer HaChinuch always gives Tamei HaMitzvahs, and the Arizal, and the Baal Shem Tov, and all the Chassidus Shesvarim. Everybody works on Tamei HaMitzvahs. Everyone agrees. The Tanoim talk about this. Why did the Torah say a Ganav pays kefil and a Gazlan does not pay kefil? How come Chamisha Boki Shalom Tachas Hashor, Barbatzon Tachas Haseh? How come this? How come that? So everyone agrees he's supposed to try to figure out reasons for the mitzvahs, and this teaches us moral, ethical, and religious principles.
Look what happened to Shlomo Mello. I'm in the car, he said, it's not going to apply to me, and he fell in.
Right.
I love Arbet, yeah.
Right, so we don't. Reb Shimon would talk at Paskin that it would be mutter for Shlomo HaMelech to be marva, and we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We hold Loi Dashin in time in the Kruah. Yeah, so Loi Dashin in time in the Kruah, I think, only applies when you have a mitzvah sese, a mitzvah loi sese. Here we're not really. It's not a mitzvah sese. There is a mitzvah. The hevi who ishes ishtai should bring his wife, but it's not a question. The stomach de Kruah sounds like it's a loi plug. It applies in all cases. We're chiseling away. No, we're adding on cases. We're touching up together hadin that is seita asur labayla because it paid the baal. So even in the case where the woman was not mezana, even in the case where the woman only did pitzusa b'yalma derech evorim, if the husband was mekane lo kine v'nistera, so then there'll be a din of seita. We're adding on. We're not taking off. Take for example in the beginning of Bava Metzia, the Av Gimel and Bava Metzia. So the Gemara there has. The Rabba, the Gemara quotes Rabba's memory. Why does the Torah say that Moedim and Mixus has to swear? The Shvur Derais and Kofra Hakol doesn't have to swear. So the Gemara gives a whole, Rabba gives a whole explanation, psychological explanation. So therefore, I would have thought that there are certain cases where even Kofra Hakol should also swear. Because of the psychological explanation, so in certain cases, even Kofra Hakol. So Tosis asks Harashi, Loi Dashin in time of the Kruah. So the Pashta says, you're not talking about a mitzvah. See, Lo Sachvel Beged Alman is a Loi Sesi. You have mitzvah Sesi, mitzvah Loi Sesi. If the Torah writes the mitzvah Stoma and doesn't give you the reason, we assume there's a good reason, but it's a Loi Plug Deraisa. The mitzvah applies in all cases. We don't say whenever the reason doesn't apply. If I can, Rashi's learning that you're adding on more cases. You're not taking off. You're touching up. This is the Geder Hadin. And therefore, in the yeshivas, everybody learns like that. In the last 150 years, in all the Lithuanian yeshivas, everybody learns that. What's the Geder HaDin? What's the uptight of the din? And therefore, the din should apply like this.
How come by Gzeira we try to, even though the reason
doesn't exist,
we still
hold Gzeira? That's a loi plug, yeah. Just like that's what we said. The Mishkan HaSyankiv has a tshuva. Mishkan HaSeankin had a tshuva like this. There was a big din Torah in the days of Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and Mishkan HaSeankin. They were the same time. Whenever people would publish Svarim, so their Rabbanim would make a cherem. No one's allowed it. Let's say someone prints a Shas, someone prints a Rambam. So he can't take out a copyright. He didn't write the Shas, he didn't write the Rambam, Chumash or something. So they would lay out money, and the Rabbanim would make a cherem. No one's allowed to print this Sefer for a couple of years. They would try to guess, they would try to gauge, how long will it take till a fellow will sell enough copies to break even and make a shtickel extra profit that is that it should pay for him. Because if you let someone else print it also, and then he'll lose, the fellow who printed it first is going to lose money, laid out a lot of money, is going to not going to make enough, not going to make anything, then you'll discourage people from printing any sort. So they used to make a cherem, they used to guess how long it'll take. So they used to say no one else should print the Rama, 3 years, 5 years, whatever. So what happened was, someone, I think the Vilna, Slavita. Right. So one publishing firm printed a Shas. And the Rabbanim guessed it'll probably take 5 years to sell enough copies that they should break even and make enough that it should pay for them. So they sold out all the volumes in 3 years. So they sold it out to Shoin. So now it's open. So they printed another Shas and they said, no one else is allowed to print the Shas for the next 2 years. So the other publishers said, that's ridiculous. The whole idea of the 5 years, they were guessing it'll probably take them 5 years till they'll sell enough copies. They should not only break even, they should make enough profit so no one will be discouraged from reprinting some. But they sold all the Svarim. So the whole cherem is up. So that was a ganze debate. So the first publishing firm said, it's a loyplug. They said 5 years, so 5 years, no one else allowed to print. And the other said, that's ridiculous. So it was a big din Torah at that time. They were claiming that Rabbi Shlomo Eger wound up his father. They said Rabbi Kiveger was senile, and Rabbi Shlomo Eger wound him up. So Rabbi Kiveger said, I am not senile. And he cursed them. They were cursing back and forth. Everybody was cursing each other. It was gefelach. So the Mishkan HaSeankin was at that time also. So he wrote a knockout tshuva. So he writes, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Chachamim introduced mitzvahs mid Rabbanan and Isurim de Rabbanan, patterned after the mitzvahs in Isurim Deraisa. Ruba, the Ruba of the 613 mitzvahs in the Chumash does not write the reason. There are rare cases where the Chumash writes a mitzvah and it writes right away the reason. So whenever the Chumash writes a din, a mitzvah, and it writes the reason, so the din only applies when the reason applies. Like it says, you have to bury the mace on the same day that he died. Key, because kilos alakim talui, because everybody was created but salam alakim and bnei yisrael abanim lamokim, and it's a busha, it's a violation of kavod habriyos to let the person stay overnight. So the Mishnah says, what if helineu lechvoidoi? What if you left the mace overnight in order to get more people to attend the levaya? You can't notify everybody in the same day. So the Mishnah says that's muta. In order to make a more bekavadika funeral, they want the children to come in from out of town. So that's permissible. So the Mefarshim ask, I lo dashin in time of the crow. So they say, no, it's Mefurish on the Pasuk. It says, the Sultan of Allah ki killas alakim talui. Because it's a bizayin to the kavod habriyos, to the tzelem alakim. But if it's not a bizayin, you're being male in the mace, lechvodo. Then it's self-understood as mutter. So whenever you have a mitzvah where it says beferish the reason, so it's self-understood that the reason controls. Same thing takana de rabbanon. When you make a din de rabbanon and you incorporate, you can't make a din de rabbanon that doesn't have a reason. The chacham have no right to make such a din. The question is, do they incorporate the tama takana or the tama gzera into the nusach gzera, or do they make it a loy plug? So rube de rube, overwhelming majority, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Ruba of the mitzvahs and the Chumash do not have the reason written. It's not so difficult to figure it out. The Kenzel Chanshtois and what the reason for all the mitzvahs, Paraduma, we don't know the reason. Here and there, the couple of din, we know and no one knows what the reason. But Ruba, the Ruba from the mitzvahs, you can't figure out the reason. So the Dinam de Rabbanan, they're patterned after the Dinam de Raisa. So whenever there's a din de Rabbanan that they made, they did not incorporate the Tamak Zer into the Nusach Akzera. So just like on the level of the rice, it's a light blue. So it applies, the Gzera de Rabbanon will apply even in cases where the reason doesn't apply. But whenever the Gzera de Rabbanon, whenever they felt compelled to incorporate the Tamak Gzera into the Nusach Gzera, so then it's like on the level of the rice. So whenever the Tamak Gzera doesn't apply, so the Nusach Gzera doesn't apply. So then, fine. So what's with this? With the 5 year cherem, they didn't say the reason. They printed in the sefer. All the rabbanim signed. No one else is allowed to print the shas in the next 5 years. They didn't say the reason why. Everybody knows the reason why. They should be able to sell enough that they should break even and make enough profit not to discourage anybody in the future from publishing a sefer. So that's when the Mishkan and Yankiv discovered a Tshuvas HaRosh that the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchas Tzitzis. That whenever the Gzeira de Rabbanan is Bakiras Dovim and HaTorah, then they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzeira into the Nusach HaGzeira. The Rosh ran away from Germany and he ran to Spain. The Rosh was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, so they put them, the government put the Maharam Rutenberg in prison to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. So Maharam Rutenberg said that no one's, they shouldn't redeem him because the government was asking for an exorbitant amount of money. The Rosh was a wealthy man, so he was the first one. He said he'll give half the amount. And then the Maharam Rutenberg said no one's allowed to give the money. They should let him rot. They should let him die in the prison, and they shouldn't be paid to his body even after he dies. So he died in the prison.
They did poison.
And then the Rosh was afraid they're going to put him in prison next. He was next in line after the Maharam Rutenberg. So he figured they're going to put him in prison till he dies. So he ran away to Spain. So he stayed by the Rajba for 2 weeks, and then they got him a rabbanus in Spain. Ayeke, he didn't speak Spanish. Ayeke is a rabbi in Spain. So he didn't know what was going on there. They had different minhagim, different shitas, everything was different, didn't know what was going on. Like when the Stechemed was born in Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s, he got a rabbanus in the middle of Russia. He didn't know whether he was coming or going. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know whether the Balabatim really had legitimate menhagim like this, or the Amaratzim, they're making everything up. So the Stechemet started corresponding with all the Rabbanim in Europe to try to figure out. So then he put out the whole Stechemet. The whole Stechemet began as a correspondence about this and about that, about the other thing. And he had so much correspondence, so he put out a whole encyclopedia, and then he made everything alphabetically arranged, a ganz encyclopedia. So the Rosh comes there to Germany, and he sees Anaya Shtik. They have Arba Kanfas and Talesim made from linen. And the Gemara says there's a machlekes bishamen bisilo. Usually in Ruba, the Ruba of the cases we paskin like bisilo. And there are a few cases where we paskin like bishamai. So this is one of the few cases where we paskin like bishamai, that there's a gzera de rabban, and you're not allowed to put tzitzis on a four corner garment that's made from linen. Why? Because, because when you have trailers, the trailers has to be wool. Hazoy, the tchutim can be linen. If you have a bigger linen, put tchutim of linen. But the trailer string has to be wool that's dyed with a specific color. And in the days of the Tanoim, they had trailers, and they had a lot of fakers. Trailers was very expensive. Today it's also very expensive. So the trailers was very expensive. So they had a lot of fakers who were selling imitation trailers and making believe that it was authentic trailers. They were selling kloilon. Kloilon is indigo from a vegetable, and trailers has to be from the chalazon, from a sea animal.
Chilazon,
yeah. So the Beis Shammai made exer the rabbanon. You're not allowed to put on tzitzis on a beggar shall pishtan, period. Because if you'll put on tzitzis, next thing you know is they'll put on trailers. And half the time, the trailers was imitation trailers. Half the time, it was sold by a faker who would sell them the indigo. The indigo was much less expensive than the real McCoy. The real trailers was very expensive. So if you'll put in fake trailers in a bag of shel pishton, it'll be shatan shalom b'makom mitzvah. You didn't need it. There's a din, esed d'chaloy sesay. If it's the efshel l'kaim shneim, if there's no way to fulfill a mitzvah without violating the avera, that's the original din of esed d'chaloy sesay by klein betzitzis. You're allowed to put in tcheles and a beged shel pishton because that's esed d'chaloy sesay. But if you have imitation tcheles, so you could have, so it's, you only have lovan, and you don't have any tcheles, so you could have put all the chutim shel pishton. You didn't need any chutim shel samer at all.
Why didn't they decree not to wear a four cornered garment? Rather than wear a four cornered linen garment without tzitzis, you should wear a four cornered linen garment.
This is about the halo.
No. So Tosfos says there's no avera to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. There's no avera. If and when you put on a four-cornered garment, when you're wearing it, then you mechuyev to put on tzitzis. Until you put it on, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. So put on the four-cornered garment, and then we'll discuss. Do you have to put on tzitzis?
You can wear with a woolen tzitzis or woolen garment. You can make a four-cornered garment.
No, he's just saying that the challenge said you should.
Yeah, but no, you just did away with all four-cornered garments.
No, just linen.
No, he wants to do away with linen. So Tosfos comments on that. Tosfos says it's not prohibited to wear a four-quarter garment without tzitzis. But the moment you put it on, then you become obligated to put on tzitzis. We know that historically the Karoyim used to put on tzitzis and hang it on the wall, Arisa Moso. And the Gemara says that's not correct. The Gemara says there's no mitzvah if it's klei kufsa, it's a talis in the drawer, and you're not wearing it. When you're not wearing it, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. You don't accomplish anything by having a talis hanging up on the wall because you're not wearing it. So Tosfos says, until you wear it, you're not chayv in tzitzis. When you wear it, then you become a chayv. We don't accept that opinion. The Gemara raised such a possibility. The Gemara rejects it. Since we say, the Gemara proves them, in the fact, since we say, bracha lehistatef b'tzitzis, we don't say al mitzvah tzitzis. Lehistatef means only at the time that you're wearing it. So the Gemara proves from the fact that we say a bracha lehistatef, but the nusach ha-bracha, it's a dead giveaway that the mitzvah is only when you're wearing. When you're not wearing, there's no mitzvah. So the Rosh came to Spain and he sees everything is different there, and he's wondering why are they around the Balabatim. Where did they get this from, the shtick? They're wearing tzitzis on a beggar shal pishton. It's against halacha. This is one of the few cases where we pass in halacha, like Bishamai, that there's a gzera d'rabban. So the Balabatim explained to the Rosh, no, Rabbi, you don't understand. We don't have any trailers today, Bechlal. Nobody has any trailers. It was lost. In the days of the Tanoim, they had trailers. So they were fakers who were selling imitation trailers. So there's a chashash. If you put in tzitzis and a beggar shal pishton, so you may put in posala trailers, indigo, klo ilon, and it wasn't necessary to have the chut shal tzemer. You could have had all the chut in pishton. So that's it. There's no esedach alois esedach there because there's epshel l'kaim shen. You didn't need the whole thing. So that'll be an Iser. So then they made Gzer. But if you live in a generation where nobody has any Tchela, so the whole reason for the Gzer doesn't apply, so the Gzer doesn't apply. So the Rosh raises the question, wait a minute, but don't we have a rule, whenever there's a Gzer de Rabbanon, Dovashim Minyan, Tzoch Minyan Achalatir, whenever the Rabbanon make a Gzer de Rabbanon, the Gzer applies even in a situation where the reason does not apply. So the Rosh says something, he writes a few lines, and no one understands what he said. It's very unclear. In the Tshuvas HaRosh, and the Tur quotes it verbatim. Tur quotes this Tshuvas HaRosh and Simen Ches. And the Magen Avraham quotes it. For those who don't look in the Tur, those who don't, most people don't even have a Tur, don't even have a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Magen Avraham quotes it in Simen Ches. So it's very unclear what did the Rosh answer. So the Mishkan is Yankee writes in his Tshuva, I'll tell you what he answered. He says the Rosh answered the following, that if the Gzera de Rabbanon is Bakira's Dovim and Atorah, in the Chumash it says you have to put on tzitzis on a beggar shal pishna. The Chachamim are prohibiting you from fulfilling a mitzvah in the Chumash. So they can't make a Gzera without saying the reason. Even on the Chumash it says you have to put on tzitzis on a beggar shal pishna and linen, we prohibit you from fulfilling the mitzvah. Das hat nicht keinen Sinn. He can't make. Let's say, min HaTorah yimuchuyiv to blow shofar, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, min the Rabbanon they prohibit it. So they're going to say, even on Chumash it says you have to blow shofar, we don't allow you. They're not going to say the reason. They can't make such a gzera. It's against what it says in the Chumash. And whenever the gzera the Rabbanon is, Bakira's dav min HaTorah in contradiction to the mitzvah, Torah says you have to do a mitzvah, and we say we don't allow you to do the mitzvah, so they're forced into incorporating the Tamak gzera into the Nusach gzera. So whenever they incorporated the Tamak Zera into the Nusach Zera, so then if it would have been a Din Deraisa, you would have said Darshin in time of the Kro. Like Kovatik Bereda Mayomahu, Ki Kilos Elakim Toloi. So that's what the Mishkan HaSyankim said is the same over here. He says, isn't there a mitzvah to publish Shasin and Rambams? Everybody should have Mosfar. So the Rabbanim always make a Cherem, you're not allowed and no one else is allowed to publish another Shas for the next 5 years. What do you mean not allowed to publish a Shas? We want Vosmer, we want more people to have Gemaras more available. So this is Akira's Dovim and Atara. You're preventing people from disseminating Torah. So you have to incorporate the Tamak Zer into the Nusach Zer. And even though in the Cherem that they would always sign, that they would print in all the Sarim, no one's allowed to reprint the Sefer in the next 5 years or 3 years, whatever it is, they don't write the reason for it, but it's self-understood what the reason is, and the reason had to be incorporated into the Nusach Zer. No Bezna has a right to make a Gzeira, Kineged, Dini HaTorah, in violation of Mitzvah HaTorah, unless you incorporate the Tamak Gzeira. So that's what he said. So that's not going to be a loy plug. If it called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun, if it would have been a Din Deraisa where the Tam is incorporated, we would have said Darshinan, yes, Darshinan, time in the Krum. Yeah, that's in that case.
Jeffrey? What about, let's say Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so the Talmid, Hashanah that we don't blow lula, we don't blow shofar, don't say lula. What about, let's say we have a community where there's a an Eruv. So can we say that since there's an Eruv, now it becomes meaning their reason, they must have given a reason, right? If they're getting rid of one of the mishnas, the reason was that you might carry. But now the reason doesn't apply because you have an Eruv.
Well, if you have an Eruv, you may carry out of the Eruv. The Eruv doesn't cover the whole city. The din and Eruvin, when we learned there, when we saw there's a Mishnah, when you make an Eruv in a city, you have to leave out a certain section of the city that everybody should remember that there's a prohibition of Hoitzah. You're only allowed to carry out Kan v'lo Yoser. They should all remember. Even if the area that you're leaving out is the Goyisha area where the Jews never walked there anyway, Harlem, Sakana to go there, but still, the Mishnah says you have to leave something out. So there's still a concern that you may carry chutz la'erev. But the Mishnah Berurah asks your kasha in a slightly different form, and he has no answer. He asks the kasha in two lines, he has no answer. He asks the kasha, according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Bizman says, we don't have any Rishus Rabban Deraisa, because it's only Rishus Rabban Deraisa if you have a population of Shishim Ribo roaming around in the cities. And in Europe, all the cities were little villages, little cities. They never had such a big population. Now we have a lot of big cities. But 150 years ago, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, they didn't have such cities. So he says, if there's no Rishus Rabban Deraisa, so you should be mechuyev to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is b'Shabbos, and blight by kasha. So that's exactly the kasha, that since this gzera was b'akiras davman haTorah, so you don't say it's a loy plug. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole gzera doesn't apply. So the Mishnah Berurah asked the kasha and he doesn't have a teretz.
Isn't the issue the fact that you may take the shofar to somebody to learn how to blow? Let's say the Rav the Baal Peh, the teacher
is
outside.
You may carry, yeah, to learn how to blow, to learn how to say the brachas, yeah. To learn how to do the nanuim, right. Yeah, we have a Mishnah, we discuss it. We have a Mishnah in where's the Mishnah in Soito? That a kohen who has mumin the pun of Yad Raglav is not allowed to duchen because you're not allowed to look at the kohen's hands when he duchen. So if he has mumin, so he's going to draw attention. We're afraid that someone's going to look at his hands. So Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the 1500s that they started a new minig that the kohanim cover over their hands so that Tzibur can't see. So once they have the minig to cover over their hands, so all the bali mumin are allowed to duchen. He takes a mishnah and he throws it out. Mishnah Megillah. It's a Mishnah Megillah. We don't permit him to duchen. And our Torah is mechuyev to duchen. The Rabbanu, we don't permit it because it's going to draw attention and people are going to stare at his hands. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the Mishnah no longer applies because the Tamak Zera doesn't apply. So what do you mean? Shouldn't it be a loipluk? So the answer is no. It's Akira's Dovman HaTorah. They're telling you that you're not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah. So whenever they made a Zera that you're not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah, they had to incorporate the Tamak Zera into the Nusach HaGzera. So if the Tam doesn't apply, so the Hogzera doesn't apply. Yeah, this Gemara is very important. This Gemara appears in Yevamis and other places. What exactly is Tchilas Bia and what is Gemar Bia? Moshe Feinstein has Chuvas, others have Chuvas. Let's say a girl is raped by a Nochri. So that's considered a Zaina Surla Kain. We learned it. Did we learn it last week?
Yeah.
We learned it. If a woman is Nivola to a Nochri. We don't have an Avid Knaini. Lincoln freed all the slaves, so you don't have any Avad and Knainim anymore. But you have a woman is nevelis to a Nochri, even if he raped her. She didn't agree to this nus. So she becomes Asur Lukun, and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So if the man is attacking the woman, it's very hard for her to tell whether there was Nishika, whether there was Achnasa Satar. Sometimes it's a Suffolk. Sometimes it's a Suffolk. So that's a shaila. If you're not sure whether there was a hara, does it aser lekahuna or not? Do you say sveka deraisa lechumra? Do you say no? The woman has a cheskes heta lekahuna, so you should tell of chazok. Is there a moshe and other gedolim had they sent him a shaila from Eretz Yisrael? These shailas come up all the time. If you're not sure, okay. Amashmul, we're on the last line of chavav on the base. The Gemara has a funny machlekes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. They were all Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. This is the first generation of Amoraim. So they have a Shaila. The boy went out with all the girls in the world, and no one is for him. There are only two girls in the world. One girl is Aprutza. She's running around. She's running around having an affair with every other guy.
Or rides on buses.
Huh?
Or rides on buses.
Okay. And the other girl is a very fine snua, but her mother was a prutza. Her mother was married, mother was a prutza. So the girl whose mother was a prutza may be a mamzeris. If the woman had an affair with someone other than her own husband, so do you have... These are the only two girls left in the world. L'chatchil, let her marry someone else. Let him not... Hotnish kembrera. The only two left, the only ones wanted the two, the only two left are a duma and a bas duma. The Duma means the one is running around with everybody. So the Shaila is, does it make sense he should marry her? He's going to marry her. After he's going to marry her, she's still going to be running around with other men. She's going to be Mizana. She'll be a Saita Asur al Baila. Saita Asur al Baila is not an Issa Kores, but it's an Issa. She is the woman who's Mizana with someone else. That's an Issa Misa, an Issa Kores. But for the husband, it'll be an Issa Lav. Kishem Shasur al Baal, Kach Asur al Baal. Be an Issa to the husband. So that's the Gemara's machlokes. Amar Shmuel, if it's a toss-up between marrying the girl, best is you shouldn't marry either. But if the only two girls left in the whole wide world are the Duma and the Bas Duma, the girl who's running around with everyone, and the girl whose mother runs around, so he says, Yisa Adam Duma, let him marry the girl who's a Prutza, Val Yisa Bas Duma. Why? Shezu bo mitipak sheira. The one who's running around with everyone, but her mother was a tznua. So the nosofik mamzeris on her. No shayla. Vizu, but the bas duma who's a tznua, but maybe she's a mamzeris. Vizu, possibly, bo, mitipa psula. She may be a mamzeris. So you shouldn't marry a sofik mamzeris. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. He says, no. If that's the toss-up, is shembesa yiso adam bas duma, let him marry the girl whose mother was prutza running around. And don't worry about the possibility of mamzeres. Val yisadum, you shouldn't marry the girl who's running around. Why? Shezu ha-medes b'cheskes kashus. The girl who's a tznua, whose mother was running around, she's not going to be mizan if you're going to marry her. She's going to be fine. And you don't have to worry about the possibility of mamzeres. You're going to explain in a minute. Vizu, but the duma, the girl is running around, ain't ha-medes b'cheskes kashus. What kind of a marriage is that? She may go have an affair while she's married to you, which will be an Issa Misa for her, an Issa Kores for her, but it'll also be a Baila. So that'll be the end of the marriage. So it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel. A funny case. If you only have two girls left in the world, either marry A or B, so which is the lesser of the two evil?
That's
Milsa Bashrich. That's what Tosis writes in the beginning of Ksuvus. Tosis says, the style of the Talmud is to discuss every single case, even though it's never going to happen in a million years. They're trying to ascertain an abstract. And sometimes in the Milsa de la Shchicha will be Mevaradidim that will apply to cases that are Shchicha.
Nevertheless, you've seen the term Milsa de la Shchicha.
Right, you don't make a Gzeira because of Milsa de la Shchicha. If you're afraid that once in 100 years someone's going to do an Aveira, that's not sufficient cause to make a Gzeira de Rabbana. Or even if you made a Takana de Rabbana, it doesn't apply if your case is an odd case. Your case is a milsa lo shchir. They made a takana for normal cases, and if your case is a strange case, so the takana doesn't have to apply.
So this isn't a takana, it's just an opinion.
It's a discussion. Is it better? Which is the lesser of the two evils? Yeah, they're both evils. They're both taig. They're both of them taiganish, but they're discussing which is the lesser of the two evils.
The husband here is a kohen.
No, regular fellow. But if his wife is going to be mizana after he marries her, then she becomes a Saita Asura Abayla. So that's the Machlekes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, which is the lesser of the two evils. Feg de Gemara Kasha Meisve, there's a Beferish Ebraisa that states explicitly, Noisei Odom Duma. It's permissible to marry a girl who's running around with all the boys. She's having an affair every night with someone else. State Beferish, it is permissible to marry a Duma. So what are you telling me? What is Rabbi Yechanan telling me? You shouldn't marry the Duma because she's not Amedes B'cheskes Kash. Hoshea was instructed by Nevuah that he has to marry a Zayna. So he had no Breira, yeah. Hoshea, that was a Nevuah he was given. So that's what the Gemara says. Meisvei, doesn't the Braisa contradict Rabbi Yechanan's opinion? Omar Rava. So Rava says the Braisa stam doesn't read straight. The Tisbara, does the Braisa make sense? Noisei lechatchila. What do you mean? The Braisa says it's permissible lechatchila to marry a girl who's running around. Of course, it's not permissible. We're talking if we're trying to figure out if the only two girls that are in the running are A and B. So which is the lesser of the two evils? But they're both evils. How can you have a brisa that says Naisei Adam Asans Lechatchila? Ela, you have to correct it. You have to amend the brisa. The text should be Ela Im Nasa. You have to say Im Nasa Adam Duma B'di'eved is Muta. He doesn't have to divorce her. Oh, so once you have to correct the brisa anyway, once you have to be Magia, is Taninami correct the next word instead of saying Duma? Say it should say Bas Duma. The brisa is not reliable. Obviously, it doesn't read straight. So just like there was one error about Lechatchila versus B'di'eved, maybe it is an error on the main word. Instead of Duma, should say Baz Duma. So forget about your brisa. So it's a machleikus Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, which is the lesser of the two evils. How do we pass in the Hilchos? Halacha Maaseh, how do we pass in? You say it's never going to come up in 1,000 years? Okay. But still, the Gemara says, Hilchos, what's the din? Yisod and Baz Duma, Va'al Yisod Duma. Din is like Rabbi Yechanan. It's better to marry the girl who may be a mamzeres. How can you marry her? But she may be a mamzeres. It's better to marry the girl whose mother was running around after she was married, rather than to marry the girl who herself is running around, because she's running around. She'll become a Seit Asu al Baila. Why is that? What about the Suffolk mamzeres? No Suffolk mamzeres. The Tani Rab Tachlifa Bar Marove Kamei de Rabbi Abo Rab Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael Bar Marove. It doesn't mean that his father's name was Marov. It means Marov was Eretz Yisrael, and Bava was to the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael presented a brisa, Kameh de Rababo, that reads like this, Isha Mizano, if an Isha Sish is known to have had affairs with other men while she's married to her husband, so the halacha says, Boneha Ksherim, the children are not considered Safik Mamzerim. Why not? Because Rav Bila Sachar Abal, we have a right to follow the Roiv to ascertain she is married. Sof Kosof, she's married. So true, she's having an affair here and there, and there are many more people in the city than her husband. A couple of hundred people, a couple of thousand people live in the village. But Sof Kosof, she's married to the husband. So Roiv, most of the time, she's going to be having Tashmish with her husband. So the likelihood is they didn't have any DNA. They didn't have any way to check the blood.
Paternity.
Yeah, they had no way to tell. So they say we followed the Rabbi Le Sachar Abal. Since Rabbi Le Sachar Abal, so we assume the Vlad is Nishke Mamz.
Today in Israel, when a man confesses, doesn't want to pay, child support.
Child support.
He keeps telling it's not his child. We don't allow to do a DNA because God forbid you should find out he's right. Then the child becomes a
mamzer
and you can't offset that.
The Rabbanim don't recommend to do a DNA testing or a blood testing because it may turn out the child will be a Suffolk mamzer. Won't be a Vaday mamzer if the wife had a child from a non-Jew, Akam Habal Bas Yisrael Avlat Kasha, even if she's an Eishes Ish. So it could be that the father of the child is an Arab. Thank you. Could be the father of the child is an Arab, in which case it won't be a mamzer. So it'll be a Suffolk mamzer. If you check the DNA or the blood type and it'll turn out that it cannot be the child of the husband, then the child will be a Suffolk Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer is Mutam and Atar and Osama de Rabbanon. The Gemara says usually we say Suffolk deraisa lechumra, and most of the Rishonim assume that that itself is a din deraisa. The Rambam and the Raivi both hold that Suffolk deraisa lechumra is a din midirabbanon, and Atar Suffolk deraisa is lekula. But most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam and the Raivi. Strange that the Rabbi agrees with the Rambam on this. He should have disagreed. But most of the Rishonim assume that's the first chapter in the Shev Shmaitze. He talks about this machlokes, the Rambam and all the Rishonim. So most assume that Safik deraisa luchumre is all over a din deraisa, except for very few cases. So one of them is Mamza. Safik Mamza is mutam and atar and osam de rabbanon. Yeah. Suffolk Mamzer, you have to marry a ger or a gioris. A ger, it's not a happy solution to the problem. A ger is a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yossi. The pasuk says, lo yovah mamzer bi kahal Hashem. The mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. So the Gemara has this machlekes hatanaim and yibamis and the end of kiddush in different places, where the kahal gerim ikri kahal or kahal gerim lo ikri kahal. Are the gerim also referred to as kal Hashem or not? Is a ger permitted to marry a mamzeres or not allowed? So we paskin mutter.
That's
a vade mamzer, yeah. Even a vade mamzer. So we paskin mutter. It's not a happy solution to the problem, because even though the ger is permitted to marry the mamzeres, the children are going to be mamzeres. So it's gonna be a problem. Sure, it's gonna be a problem. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav Tachlifa of Meretz Yisrael presented a brisa to Rabbi Abohu. This Rav Tachlifa came from Meretz Yisrael to Bavel. Once in a while they would have students. It wasn't like today, people fly back and forth every other day. Once in a while they had someone from Meretz Yisrael would come to Bavel, someone from Bavel would go to Eretz Yisrael. So he presented to Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Abohu lived in Chutz Lords. Even if you know Bavadai that an Eshishish is having an affair with someone other than a husband, the children are not considered Mamzerim. They're not Sufik Mamzerim either, because why? You go Basar Rav. Sufik Mamzer means 50-50, you don't know. If the Rav is Rav Bilus Achabal, most of the time she's with her husband, so then you go Basar Rav and the child is Nishkin Mamzer.
Where you can be Mefarah the Rav, you don't go Basar.
If he can be Mevara Bekal, yeah, if he can be Mevara Bekal, it's not too difficult to ascertain, then you should be Mevara, yeah. How are you going to go be Mevara, whether she, most of the time, she was having an affair with someone else, with her own husband. So the Gemara has a Shaila, boy, Rav Amram, Haisa Prutza B'yaisa Mahu. What if it's known that the woman is terribly Prutza? You still say, Robil is Achar Abal. What do you say? No, Ois Raif. Ois Raif. That's the Shaila.
Does Rav Meir agree with this, Rebbe? He's choshish for the mitzvah.
I don't know. We never know. Rav Meir is choshish mitzvah. We don't pass like Rav Meir. So I don't know. We can never tell. Tosis has two opinions, whether Rav Meir choshish mitzvah is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Pashto says that Rav Meir choshish mitzvah is only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a chumra mid'rabbanan. So he doesn't always introduce the chumra. Take, for example, Tosis has a kasha, demai, we learned in the end of Soita. We started from the end, and then we went back to the beginning. So the Gemara at the end, the last daf in Soita, the Gemara tells you at what point in history, before the Churban Bayis Sheni, they introduced the Chumrah of demai. If you buy Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mafrish Trumas and Mises. So if you buy it from a storekeeper, and he tells you it's all Gemaiset, everything is kosher, nothing is tevel. So Menat Torah, he's believed. Even if he doesn't say a word, right people are mafrish to mismaiz. You go basur, you have Eidechanam Misurim. And with the Rabbanon, they made a chumar because miut amehoritz, there was a miut. Vamehoritz were not maasrin, so they made a tremendous chumar. You can never trust an amehoritz on Trumas and Isis. Because maybe they didn't believe in Truma, they all took. They didn't want to mess around with Truma. Because if a non-Koyan eats truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim, and therefore they understood if you're going to eat Tevel, which you didn't take out truma from, so there's a Misa B'dei Shamayim for eating such Tevel. But what do you do when you're Mafrish Meiser? You give it to the Levim. Who are the Levim? What's Shevet Levi? That's the Koylul of Klal Yisrael. The Levim are supposed to be sitting and learning. I should support the Koylul. So the Amaratzin didn't hold from that. I don't want to support the Koylul. And if a non-Levi eats the Meiser, Nishkin Aveira, it's Gezel. No, Gezel. Everybody cheats a little bit here and there. Everybody cheats in income tax and business, whatever. Everybody's Mareheta. I should be Mafrish Meiser and give it to the lady. I don't want to support the Torah. So there is Zem Zachangeret that if you're not Mafrish Truma, there's Misa B'dei Shamayim on the Tav. You're not Mafrish Meiser Rishon, there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. It's not true. The Halacha says it's not true. If you're not Mafrish Meiser Rishon, it's the Zelma Misa B'dei Shamayim on the Tevel. Is because you have to take Maisa Mina Maisa, which is Dina Ketruma, exactly. So the Gemara says, bottom line, the Ami Haaretz, at the end of the period of the Baisheni, so there was a miut. Ruba de Ruba of the Ami Haaretz were Mafrish, everything, the Maisris also. But because there was a miut that were not Mafrish, Maisris, so the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to take the Ami Haaretz's word for it that he was Mafrish Maisris, and if you buy Demai means it's questionable, it's a suffix. You have to be mafrish all on your own, the suffix. So, but because the Maya is only a chumra mid the Rabbanah, it's not a real din mid Rabbanah, it's a chumra because min HaTorah, the Amoritz is bagloip. He says, I was mafrish, and min HaTorah you follow right. Rav Amoritz, I'm asrim hain. So the whole thing is only a chumra mid the Rabbanah, so you have kulas all over the place. There are a lot of kulas. Mishnah is list off all the kulas in the Maya. So Tosis HaTakasha, in the end of Yivam, is Tosis HaTakasha, but if you hold like Rav Meir, Chayish Lemiyuto, so why is the Maya so chumra? That's the real din, Chashina Lemiyuto. So the Mai should be a real din that you chashin lemiyuta. Maybe it's really tevil. So Tesis answers chashin lemiyuta is only a din mid the rabbanon, and they introduced it in other cases. But to be choshed b'ksherim, to say that the guy is lying and he's giving me tevil, and I'm eating treifus, so that far that's not proper. Choshed b'ksherim like a begufo. You're not allowed to be choshed that someone who claims to be an Orthodox Jew and he seems to be observant, so because he's an Amoret, so we don't take his word for it, and we say he may be selling me tevil. So that's what Tosfos says. Since the whole sheet of Rav Meir Chashin El Miyuta is only with Rabbanon, so he doesn't apply it in every single case. Whenever it's an issue of Choshed Biksherim, so you don't say Chashin El Miyuta. So here also like that, you don't say Chashin El Miyuta over here to say that maybe the woman was Mizana, and therefore the child should be a Safik Mamzer. Probably Rav Meir would not apply Chashin Lemiyuta to this case. Anyway, we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Chashin Lemiyuta. We pass can you do go Basar Reif. But the Gemara just has a Safik boy, Rav Amram. Sometimes there may be no Reif. If the woman is known to be Hoysa Prutza B'Yoyser Mahu, what if there's an Eishes Ish? And we know that what the story is. The woman is Mizana every other day with someone else. And it seems that there is a possibility today they're smart, so whenever they're mizana, they see to it that they practice birth control, they shouldn't become pregnant from the other guy. Years ago, Dr. Revel, Zechan Levracha, was the Rosh Yeshiva in YU, so he had his son Herschel Revel. So his son Herschel Revel put out a sefer on the Rambam Hilchos Soita that's called Oitza HaSoita. The whole Hilchos Soita in the Rambam is only 3 prokim, I think. And the Hagdama, he thanks Chaim Zimmerman for giving him all the Marmakan. So they say the Chaim Zimmerman did all the work. Okay, it's a very good safe. So he has running, has Marmakan on every line in the Rambam Hilchos Soita. So at the end of the sefer, he has 2 pages. He writes, and an issue was brought up in our generation. This was 70 years ago. Maybe more, I don't know. Maybe 80 years ago, I don't know. An issue was brought up that today the women are mezanes, so the man uses a condom, so the eva zachris is not touching, the eva nakris, there's a chatzitza, so the shaila is, does that have a din of soit asur labayla? Maybe that's not called tashmish. So he quotes 11 achrenim already, 70, 80 years ago, they already had 11 tshuvas and different shadas of tshuvas for him. They all say the same thing, that it doesn't make a difference. Even if the Zohar used the condom, it's still a Maizah Tashmish, and the woman still becomes Asur Abal. But at least today, they prevent her from becoming pregnant. Today we have efforts. So even Prutza B'Yoyser is probably not going to be not going to make a bigger shaila on the children, whether they're more of a likelihood to be mamzerim. Usually when they have an affair with someone other than the husband, so they're intelligent enough to see to it that they won't become pregnant from that. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have such methods of birth control. So that's where Avraham has a shayla. Do you still have the right to say that Ro Bila Sachar Abal Vlad is Nishkin Sof, the Vlad is Nishkin Sofik Mamzer, that it's less than 50-50, the Roiv is Lahakil? So the Gemara starts analyzing. The Gemara has a tradition, which is correct, that the woman cannot become pregnant every single day of the month by having tashmish. There's a couple of days, a day or two or three, whatever, when it's likely there's a possibility the woman should become pregnant. The rest of the month she can't become pregnant. So the Gemara, but they didn't know exactly when is that. When is the time that the woman can become pregnant? So the Gemara has a machlekes, a medical machlekes, not a halachic machlekes, a machlekes in medicine. They say, Aliba de man de yomar, according to the opinion, Ein isha mesaberes, the woman can only become pregnant, Elo, samuch levesta, a day or two before her period begins. So how is the husband going to know when the period is going to begin? Most of the women do not have a vesus kavua. today, for sure, most of the women do not have the Avesus Kavur. In the days of the Tanoim were working on the assumption that Ruba de Ruba of the women have Avesus Kavur. And there's even a Machlokes Reb Meir is of the opinion that a woman who doesn't have a Avesus Kavur is not allowed to get married. Today you would ask 90%, 95% of the women wouldn't be able to get married according to Reb Meir. So Reb Meir obviously is assuming in the days of the time that Reva of the women have a Avesus Kavur. He says if the woman doesn't have a Avesus Kavur, she's not allowed to get married because she may be having tashmish with the husband, she'll be pierced and neither in the middle. They'll be both be chayv kares, be shaygig, okay. So Rameh says, Isha Shein Leves is not allowed to get married. Today it's not shaykh. The doctors say they never heard of any records in the history of the world of any country that Rav of the women had a Vesus Kavur. But the Tanoim assumed like that, that Rav of the Noshim have a Vesus Kavur. So the Gemara here is assuming that the Rav of the women do not have a Vesus Kavur. So the Gemara says, Aliba, they want to know, what if she's Prutza B'yoyser? Is there going to be a Sofik Mamzeris on the children, or do you still say, Rav Bila Sachar Abal, the child is Nishke Mamzer? So they say, Aliba, the Mandi Omar. If you hold like that medical opinion, she can only become pregnant the day or two before she gets a period. The Nishken Shaila, whether the child is going to be a Sofik Mamzer Deloyoda Bavala Mitala, the husband doesn't know when she's expecting her period. He doesn't know, she doesn't know, nobody knows. Vula Mitala, so the husband can't prevent her from having an affair with someone else. So then is Taka going to be a Sofik Mamzer? Then it may be a Sofik Mamzer. Kita Boiloch, you can raise the Shaila, Alim and Mandamar. They all knew that the woman cannot become pregnant every single day of the month. So the Shaila was, when is the time that she can become Kita Boiloch, Alim and Mandamar, Enisha Misabel, Sala, Samach Letvilosa, when the woman goes to mikveh, so that night or the next night, right after she goes to the mikveh, woman goes to the mikveh, so she's not going to have a period for another 2 weeks. So that's the shaila. When is the night that it's, when is the time, which day of the month is it most likely that she become pregnant? So one medical position was soon after she goes to the mikveh, that night, that day, the next day. The other opinion was no, 2 weeks later, the day or two right before she has a period. So if it's the day or two right after she went to mikveh, the husband knows when she went to mikveh. So he knows she can only become pregnant at that time, so he'll see to it that he takes her out to dinner. He knows his wife is running around with everybody else. He's not allowed to live with his wife. She's a soita. He knows she's a soita also about it, but he doesn't want to follow the din. But he doesn't want to have mamzerim either. So he'll entertain his wife for 2 days in the month after she goes to the mikveh to make sure that she's not going to become pregnant from anybody else. At least he won't have any mamzerim. So the Gemara says, Ki the boy lach is. Then is going to be a shalimandama. Should I say, Kevin the Yodaba, since he knows when she can become pregnant, the Turi Mintala, the husband, is going to watch her those nights and make sure that he spends time with her. Oiduma, maybe I should say, still Kevin the Prutza Biyosalo. So they're not sure. Bismanazeh, everything is different because Bismanazeh, the women know when they have an affair with someone other than their husbands, so they use birth control. It doesn't always work. But the Prutza B'yoyser is not going to make it any worse. We're still going to say that Rov Bila Sachar Abal. Chacham Avad Yosef never has to write tshuvas about these things. They have certain kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, but that's for years that was given. And the Shoyim Atzor kibbutzim, that's given that everybody sleeps with everybody else's wives. So that's the Shaila Prutza B'yoyser, is there a Sofik Mamzeris on the children? The Shaila is, did they even care? Did they even care to use birth control? So you have to figure out what the umdin is. Nunu. Mazalnish wissen. Okay. Then the Mishnah ended off. Mishnah was describing the whole story, the whole story of a Saita, the husband is Chosha, the wife, and so on. What happens if the husband is sick in the hospital? For the longest time, the husband is in prison. The husband is a Shoita. He was Nishtata. The husband is a Cheresh. He's not all there, he's senile, doesn't know what's going on, and the Rabbanim think that the wife is having an affair. So the husband can't be Mekane Lishta, he doesn't know what's going on, he doesn't see what's happening, he doesn't understand what's happening. So the Mishnah said that Bezdin has an obligation to step in, and it says, The Elu and the Fala, that's the last, on Chavdal and Amen Aleph, the last five lines in the Mishnah, the last six lines from the letter Chav. The Elu and the following cases, should Bezin Mekayim Lahem. The Bezin should step in, and the Bezin should warn the woman, you better not be Mizana, or you're going to become Asura Al Bailach. So who's the list? Mishan is Charish Baila. The husband became senile, doesn't know what he's doing. Einish Tate. He became deranged. Shaita means crazy, deranged, and a cherish means retarded. Retarded. Means not all there. There are differences. We usually put together cherish shaita the katan, that all three don't have das, but they're not exactly the same. Katan means before bar mitzvah, before bas mitzvah. So even if he's a genius like the Don Legoyen, al pidin, before bar mitzvah is considered a la bar das. And then you have a shaita means crazy, deranged. Let's say the person talks on two telephones at the same time, multi-billionaire, signing checks. He's making a fortune of money, but he thinks he's the king of England. It's crazy. So that's al pidin. That's called a shaita. That's amishugana. So shaita is a labar das. They didn't even make a takana de rabbanon, that there's kiddushin for a shaita. The Gemara said, because it's just going to fall apart. The marriage is not going to last. It's not reasonable to make a takana that they should be a marriage min de rabbanon. But a cherish, a person who's retarded, they did make a takana. Not only a cherish marries a chareshes, a retarded boy can marry a retarded girl, and there's kiddush and rabbanon. They even made a takana, a cherish with a pikachas, or a chareshes with a pikach. Sometimes a person wants a spouse who's not going to argue with them. Easy going. So they'll be happy to marry a retarded person. Okay. Even normal people, each one has a different taste. So they made a takana de rabbanon, that even though a cherish or a chareshes, retarded person is a la bar das, and there's no kiddushin de raisa, they made kiddushin de rabbanon. There are other differences also. All three are considered la bar das, on the level of the raisa, they can't do mekech hamemka, there's no kiddushin, and if they got married when they were healthy, they can't give a get. After he becomes nishtata, or after he becomes nischarish, he can't give a get, the woman is going to be stuck. So there are differences in halacha on the level of the rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, they're all the same, all in the same boat. On the level of the rabbanon, there are differences. So if the husband became this charish, became senile, means his senility set in. On the shtat, they became deranged, crazy. So he's a labardas, he doesn't know what he's talking about, so he's not going to be lekanei lo. But we would recommend that Bezin thinks that the wife is acting improperly, Bezin should be mekanei lo to warn her. Or the husband is sitting in prison, he's not home, and he doesn't know what's going on. And the local rabbanim in the city, see, the wife is running around with other people. So the rabbanim should, the bezin has an obligation to be mekanei lishta. And what will this accomplish? What, they're going to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and have a drink to my mamarim? No, but the husband is in prison, or the husband is a cherish, or the husband is a shaita. So the Mishnah says, Lo l'hashkais amru, not that this can lead up to drink the Maim HaMorim, because it says in the Pasuk, if the husband is a cherish or a shayta, can't. To be mafsid her the ksuba. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Afla hashkosa the kashiyetza baylam beis hasurim yashkena. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the hasurah, the kinoy that the bezna makes, can even lead up to the possibility of having the wife drink the Maim HaMorim, but on the condition that the husband is going to bring her later. If he's nishtato and his cherish, probably not going to straighten out. Unless they'll discover some new medical cure, okay? But in the days of the Tanoim, they weren't discovering any medical cures. But for the one who is in prison, he's not going to be in prison forever. So when they let him free from prison, and he will be told that the Bezdin already was Mekanei Lo, and there are Edim on the Stira, Edim on the Kina, Edim on the Stira. So if the husband will be set free from prison, he'll be able to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, have a drink to my mama. So the Gemara is not going to comment on the last few lines in the Mishnah. So we're on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the last 20 lines, the second half of the Amud. Elisha Bezdin Mekanim. Tana Rabbanan, where does it say that in the Chumash? That there's an institution that Bezdin can be Mekanei on behalf of the husband. It says in the Chumash, it says the husband is Mekanei. Where do you have a Pasuk? So the Gemara says it's a Ribuy.
Tana Rabbanan.
It could be this is the mocker for Zachan the Adam Shlebifan. We don't have any other mocker.
Maybe he doesn't want it. How do you know?
do you know he wants it?
No, the correct, the Gemara is on the first daf. The Gemara had a machlekes on the first daf. Kinyas Ishta is a rishus, but Kinyas Ishta is a mitzvah. So we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, Kinyas Ishta is really a mitzvah. If he thinks that there's something, if he's some paranoid, I'm shugging it. So the husband's I'm shugging it. But if the husband is not paranoid, and he has grounds to be choshed that his wife is having an affair, then the Kinyas Ishta is a mitzvah, not a rishus. That was on Gimel and Aleph.
Before you were talking about a man to marry a kutsa, no matter how many times she's violated, right?
No, he's not allowed. No, he's not allowed to marry a kutsa if he thinks she's going to have an affair with someone else while they're married. She'll be a soita asura al baila. The Gemara just has this abstract case. There are only two girls in the world left that he can marry, either A or B. So which is the lesser of the two evils? But if it turns out that she's vada having an affair after he married her, then he taka has to divorce her. He's not allowed to remain married. She becomes a soita asura al baila. He has no choice. So the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin has a discussion regarding the parsha in Chumash at the end of Bamidbar. It says, Nasi echa, Nasi echa, lamata, tikul, in cholis ha'oritz. Every Shevet had one Nasi represent them to divide Eretz Yisrael amongst the different Shvatim. So the Gemara says, B'toras, what did the Nisim represent all the members of the Shevet when they made the Haluka in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara has three suggestions. So first, the Gemara says, maybe the Nisim represented the members of the Shevet, v'indin, shluchu shalom kamoisa. Maybe everybody in every Shevet, like in Russia, they have one candidate voting, and you vote for the one candidate. So the Rebbe Shalom said, I want everybody in the Shevet to appoint this person. The Nasi should be appointed as the Shliach, to represent all the people. So maybe it's B'tora Shlichas, that everybody had to appoint. So the Gemara says it cannot be, because there must have been some Ketanim. A Ketan cannot appoint a Shliach. Ketan is a Lab Badas, cannot function as a Shliach for someone else, nor can he appoint anybody else to act as a Shliach for him. So the Gemara says there must have been a couple of Yisraelim whose fathers had died, who got a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, and the Nasi had to represent all the members of a Shevet. Some of them were Ketanim. So you can't say that the Nasi represented the Ketanim b'toru Shlichas and Shlichas l'Ketanim. So the Gemara scraps that pshat. The Gemara first thought maybe this pasuk Nasi echa lamata tikchul and chol the end of Chumash Bamidbar, maybe that was b'torus Shlucha Shlarim kamoisai. And that should be this mocker for the din of Shlucha Shalom. The Gemara says it can't be. Then the Gemara says the second shot, so maybe it's Midin Zachon Yadam Shalai Befana. It was in the best interest of all of the members of the Shevet that the Nasi should represent them, the Torah Zachon. So the Gemara says, Oichid Nisht. It can't be that this is based on Zachon. Because now the Gemara says, whenever you do an act of Zachon Yadam Shalai Befana, Zachon means like this, there's someone not here, so I give you a matana to be kind of him. When he finds out about it, that you were becoming matanah, he doesn't want to have anything to do with me. He's meicher. He doesn't want my gift. So he breaks up the zochin. So the Gemara says, you mean to say that the Nisim represented all the people in the Shevet, Midin Zochin, Adam Shalai Befana? And if one guy is going to say, I don't want northern Eretz Yisrael. I want near the south. I don't want the middle. I want near the coast. I want this. I want that. So how can it be? What, they have a right to be meicher? That's ridiculous. The Gemara says, there's always going to be someone who's not going to be satisfied with the chalukah that they made among the Shvatim. So can you imagine such a thing? That after the chalukah done by the Nisim, someone's going to say, I'm unhappy, and he's going to undo the whole chalukah? That can't be. So Gemara says, it can't be that it worked midin zachin, because then you could be moicha. Gemara comes to the final pshat, the third pshat, the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet, midin apotropis. Apotropos is a din deraisa. Apotropos is also the same thing as Zochin Le'adam Shalai Befana. The difference is Zochin means a person runs and he does on his own. Apotropos means it's done under the auspices of a bezin. The exact same thing Zochin Le'adam Shalai Befana, but done under the auspices of the bezin, then you can't be moicha. Then the guy can scream bloody murder later on, can't be moicha. So the Gemara says that pasuk, Nasi Echa Lamata, that parsha is neither based on shlichas, you have to learn shlichas from somewhere else, nor is it based on zochin, you have to learn zochin from somewhere else. This is a din of apotropos. So Rabbi Baruch Ber asks in his sefer there on Kiddushin, so where is the mocker for zochin the Adam Shlomo Ivanov? Shlichas, the Gemara has other psuk, the beginning of the second pair. Vishilach, vishilcha, by get, So you have other psukim, and it says by Afrosh Shtrum, it came to Rima Gamatem, Gam the Rabbis Sashlech. We have a few psukim. Yeah, a few psukim to indicate that there's an institution of Ashluchish Lan Gmosa. But where is the mocker for the second din of Zachalam Shalvifanov? So some suggest this posik is the mocker. Rashi said this, the fact that Beznin can be Mikana on behalf of the husband, this is based on Zachal Adam Shalai Bifanov. Maybe this is the Mokkim and call it Tarakula for the din of Zachal Adam Shalai Bifanov. No, Petrapis is Nasiyecha Nasiyecha Lamata. That's based on Apetrapis. This should also be Apetrapis, done under the auspices of the Beznin. So Vaita, how do you know there's a din of Zachal Adam Shalai Bifanov? This is only going to be the din. It's a good Tataina. How can you learn out the Zochen from here? Zochen on a private level, this should be Medina Petropis. That's Ashtar Kikash. Okay, I don't know. So that's what the Gemara says. Vushteit and Chumish, where did the Tanoim get such a din that the Bezin has a right to act on behalf of the Baal, that they should be Mekane Le'ishto if they see that there's something fishy going on? So the Brisa says, Tanabon, it says in the Pasuk Ish. But the Matamalami Ish. How come it says the word twice? So the Gemara has an ongoing machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, many places in Shas, they say, Dibber Terka L'Shem B'Yadam, Allah Dibber Terka L'Shem B'Yadam. Whenever you have the Shonis Kfulim, it says, Hanik Tanik, Nosen Titin, Pesach Tiftach, Hake Sake. It says a lot of times words are a bit ishish. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Dibber Terka L'Shem B'Yadam. You have no right to darshan L'Shonis Kfulim, it doesn't mean anything. The Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu the way people commonly speak, and people repeat words unnecessarily. And we don't follow Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. Lo diber Torah Kodesh Hamiyad. Baruch Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that every word has meaning and every letter has meaning. So why does it say ish ish? Why does it say twice? The Shonis Kfulim. So the Gemara to teach you this din, even in the case where the husband is a la bardas, the husband is sick in the hospital, or he's arrested in prison, and he doesn't see what's going on, the Beznin can be mikan on his behalf. The rabbi is to be marbe, she's cherish, she's shayte, she's shiamum. Shiamum means he doesn't know what's going on. He's not all there. He's in a cloud. When we're on a business trip, and he doesn't know, he's away for a year. The husband is in prison, and he doesn't see what's happening. That the Bezin should step in and do the kinui based on Zochen Le'adam Shlavifonim. So that's learned out from the pasuk. The question is, yeah, and then the Bezin can take the woman to the Beis Hamikdash. The husband is still in prison. The husband is still in the hospital. And then the Bezin is going to do kinui, and then it's going to be steer, and they're going to have a drink to my mamorim. So it says, no, you can't go so far. Yochel aflash koisam. The Bezin has a right to take it to the Beis Hamikdash, have a drink. No, tamalam evehevi huishes ishta. The husband has to take it. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Afla hashkoisa, this kinui done by the Bezin can lead up later. Ukeshiyetsi bailam beis hasurim yashkena. The kinui that the Bezin does can lead up later on. The Tanakam disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. He says if the husband didn't do the kinui was done by the Bezin on behalf of the husband, employing the principle of zachlam shleibefanov. So this can never lead up to hashkoas hasoita. Even when the husband is released from the hospital or from the prison, and he comes home and he's happy why Bezin made the kinui, and he wants to have a drink to my mamorim. So the Tanakhama says he can't. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Avla hashkoiso. Sheitz b'adam beis hasurim yashkeno. But my comment for Liga, what is the
contradiction?
That one?
I don't understand the wording. It says avla hashkoiso to even let her make her drink. Then he says when her husband gets out,
right,
makes her drinks. So right.
No, the Bezin cannot have a drink. Right. No, because the pasuk is maybe he wishes ishtoi. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The kinui of the Bezin can even lead up lashkosa when the kasheitz by the base asurim yashkena later, if and when the husband is released from prison or from the hospital, and he wants to be mashkahar, so then he can use the kinui of the Bezin and have a drink to my mamor. Yeah. There is a famous machloikas Tosfos has with other Rishonim. What is Zechiyah mitam shlichas or Zechiyah la mitam shlichas? Whenever you have shluchas shalom kemoisai, let's say I point a shliach to sell a house for me. I point a shliach to buy a house for me. So when he does the sale or he does the purchase, shluchas shalom kemoisai, it's yoda ki yodi, asayasa kasayadi, it's considered as if I did the kinyan, and the kinyan was chal on my behalf. Shabbos, when someone does an act of zochin on my behalf, let's say I give you the matana, you should be kind of a pliny. So do you say zechiya mitam shlichus, since it's probably in his benefit that I want to give you $1 million? So he probably will be happy that he's getting a gift of $1 million. So do you say it's considered as if he had appointed you as a shliach? So shluchus shalom kamaisa says considered as if he did the maisa kinyan and he acquires the ownership. Or do you say no, zechiya la mitam shlichus? You did the kinyan, maisa kinyan, and he acquires the ownership. If someone appoints someone else as a shliach, I say shluchus shalom kemaisai is considered as if the mishalech did the maisi kinyan, and the mishalech gets the effect of the kinyan. But if you have zechiya zach liad mishalei b'fanav, so teisu shita zechiya mitam shlichus is considered as if the zeicher, the third party, did the maisa and he gets the kinyan. And other rishonim say zechiya la mitam shlichus, you did the maisi kinyan and he gets the chalos. So that seems to be the machlekes over here. Rabbi Yossi holds that tzchi is mamish mitam shlichus. When the bezin does the kinoy on behalf of the husband, it's considered as if the husband did doing a toivah to the husband. As if the husband did the kinoy, and then later on the husband, he can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama disagrees, says no. When you have zechiya, it's lab mitam shlichus. Not considered as if the husband did the kinoy. Someone else did the kinoy on behalf of the husband. Someone else did the kinoy. So the husband, when he's released from the prison or released from the hospital, doesn't have the right to be mashkar because he never did the kinoy. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim. The Maikam Efligi, what are they arguing about in the reading of the psukim? What they're arguing about in Svara is whether zechiya mitam shlichus, zechiya la mitam shlichus. But the Maikam Efligi in the psukim and reading the psukim, Rabbanan Tzarvi the Tanakam is of the opinion of being the kinoy behavior. You need the same person. Should be the kinei as heavy. You have a riba ishish that bezin can make kinei, but that kinei is never going to lead up to hashka, because it wasn't done by the husband. That kinei was done by the bezin. Rabbi Yosi Sava, not true. Lo bina v'kinei v'heavy. The bezin can do the kinei on behalf of the husband, and the husband can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Then
now
the parak.
Now you can have a shliach for chalitza. You can't have an eight.
Cannot have a shliach.
That's
yeah.
For the same reason.
Why? What does it have to do with this?
Why can't a shliach do chalitza?
The Gemara says, Milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. The Gemara, and we assume the reverse also, Milsa de leisa b'tanai leisa b'shlichus. You can only make a shliach if I'm the balabos over it. If I want to sell my house, I want to buy a house, I'm a balabos to decide, I want to get married, I want to get divorced. I have a right to decide if I want to get married, I want to get divorced. And since I'm a balabos to decide selling, buying, marrying, divorcing, I'm a bailim, so I can make a shliach, and I can make a tanai. The marriage should only be chal if it's going to snow tomorrow. The sale of the house, the purchase of the house, should only take effect if it rains tomorrow. He can make any tanai he wants. You have to be a bailim to make a tanai. You have to be a bailim to appoint a shliach. So when it comes to chalitza, the halacha says, you're not the balabos. The halacha says if you do the mitzvah of chalitza, she becomes materis lehinasi lashuk. It's not like a get. A get with the power vested in me. I am the husband. I give you a shtar. But when I get married, kiddushin ayde kesev ayde shtar, I decide I want to marry her, so I can make a shliach to be mekadosh for me. I can make a tanai when I'm mekadosh because I have the right to decide. By chalitza, it's not that he is mata the woman. He does the mitzvah of chalitza, and the Torah says she's materis lehinasi lashuk. The Gemara had a havamina that a katan should be able to do chalitza. A katan is a la bardas. The Gemara does that from a pasuk. A katan can't do chalitza. A katana, some tanoim hold, and even Allah lemaisa, some rishonim hold, a katana b'shas hatcha can do chalitza. If a katana, but you need achis kavnu shneim, you need the yavam and the yavama. You should both have in mind. So you see, it's not das. A katan and katana can't have das.
So
no, miyun is a different deal. No, miyun is only if there's a marriage that's the rabbanon. So the girl, if the ketana got married, kiddushin the rabbanon, the mother and the brothers married her up, she's the yisayma, then she can do miyun. Miyun is only if the kiddushin was only the rabbanon, then she could do miyun. Yeah. So that's what's usually assumed, that a yavam, neither the yavam nor the yavama. Zuntai, neither of them requires das bailim to perform the chalitza. That the chalitza is a kinyan, and you need kavanas kinyan. It's not a kinyan; it's a mitzvah. When you do the chalitza, the Torah says she's matarvis lehinase nashuk. If I give a girl a ring, I say, Hari at mekudeshesli, I created the ishus. If I give my wife a get, I made the kinyan shtar. I made the get. If I do chalitza, I decided to do the chalitza, but then the halacha says she's matarvis lehinase nashuk. It's not that I was matar halashuk. I'm not the balabas of being matar. The Torah says if you perform the mitzvah, that's all you have to do. So since they're not a bailim on the chalitza, so they're not a balabas to neither to make a tanai nor to make a shliach.
Because
the pasuk says, the kina, yeah. Ruach kina. Right. And him. So right. How can the bezim be mekana? Because it says ishish, it says a kefalosh and ishish. So we hold, so we darshan the shonis kfulim. So ishish is marbet bezim. But that's the machlegs of Yosef and the Tanakam. Is marbet bezim is mamish considered as if zechiyah mitam shlich, as if the husband himself did the kinui. So the husband, when he comes out of prison, could be mashkahar. Oh no, zchiyah lami tam shlichus. The bezin did the kinoi, so it can never lead up to hashkoa. The bezin can make the kinoi lefois lemiksubasa.
They both agree.
They both agree. The bezin cannot take it to the right. Beis Hamikdash. Right. That they all agree. But the shaila is, can the husband bring it to the Beis Hamikdash after he's released from prison or from the hospital, based on a kinoi that he didn't do? The bezin did the kinoi on his behalf. So that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yossi says the husband can even be mashka the wife based on the kinoi that the bezin.
Yeah, but the pasuk over la ruach kinoi.
Right. The simple reading is the husband has to do kinoi. The Gemara says no. It says ishish. Ishish is marbe, even the bezin. Yeah. Someone else other than the
is different. Rabbi by hashkoa, it says behavi la ishish.
Yeah, so the hashkoa for sure the bezin cannot do.
It has to be la ish, but if the kine is ish, it doesn't say the kine ha ish is ish.
Right.
There's more flexibility.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The bezin on his behalf.
Yeah. So that's the machlokes. Okay, we'll stop here. In this week's Sedra we have an interesting din of Avelus. That's a din deraisa. If a person is a Metzora, she has to observe a certain degree of Nihug Avelus. It says what does it say? The Hatzorah, Shaboh HaNegah, B'god of you, Frumim. He has to rip Kriya. He has to have B'godim that are torn. V'rosh Yefaruah, he has to let his hair grow, like in Avelus. V'alsof HaMiyata, has to have Atifas HaRosh. Atifas HaRosh, we don't observe anymore. The Bali Yotayis already say it looks funny, so we don't observe it. But B'zman HaGemar, Atifas HaRosh means that the Oval has to wear a hood over his head, to put him in a mood of seriousness. The Ramah says, even though we don't actually do Atifas HaRosh, but if a person is wearing a hat in the middle of Shiva, rather than wear a yarmulke, the Ramah recommends you should wear a hat and not have the brim up, but rather have the front brim down over the eyes a little bit. That's Asafam Yata. You should have Atifas HaRosh. Asafam is the mustache. So you should have the hood over his head, or you should have the hat over his eyes. These are forms of avelus. What is he observing avelus? He's observing avelus on himself. A mitzvah is hukish lemeis. There is certain dinim, just like a mace is matami ba'ohel. So mitzvah, how do you know mitzvah is hukish lemeis? Because when Miriam suffered from negat zaras in Parshas Bahaloscha, so Aaron requests of Moshe Rabbeinu be mispala for their Baruch Shalom. Al tehino kameis, don't let our sister be like a mace. So the fact that the Chumash could be that Aaron never said that Lashon, but the Rebbeinu Shlom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, right in the Chumash, that he said, Al tina kameis, to teach this din. He said something like that. He may not necessarily have said that Lashon, but the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, right, Al tina kameis, to teach the din that a mitzvah is hukish lemeis. When you get to what is a mitzvah hukish lemeis, when you get to the din that is mitami ba'oihel, it's not exactly the same. The Gemara says, we call it mitzvah is mitami bibiya, when he enters into a room. and we call a mace is matami ba'oihel. So the Menachas Chinam points out there are slight differences between the mace matami ba'oihel and the mitzor matami ba'oihel. The dinner, the Mishnah, and the Goyim talks about the mitzor wants to daven in shul. Mitzor is not allowed to enter ayaris hamakafis chayim emimoso shul benun, but he can live in a different city. He lives in a city. He wants to daven tefillah b'tzibur. So, but he's going to be in the same room with everybody else. He's going to be mitami everybody. The mitzor is mitami ba'oihel. The Gemara says only mitami when he stands still. When he's walking is not mitami. And then let him go to the women's section of the shul. So even though the mechitza doesn't go to the ceiling, it just goes a little bit. That's considered a separate room. For a tumas mace, it doesn't help. If the mace is in that room, we're in this room and the door is open, so the tumah is going to go through. For mitzora, it's not 100%, not exactly. That's why the Menachsina said, that's why you say a mace is mitami ba'ohel, more, and a mitzora is only mitami bibiyah. If he walks in and he sits in the same room. So the Mishnah has, let the mitzora walk into the shul and let him walk into the women's section. So as long as he's walking, there's no tumas oihel yet. And he's not going to sit down, he's not going to stop until he goes to the women's section. The women's section has a shtikl mechitza, so the tumah doesn't go over to the other side. So the mitzora has tumah, and the mitzora has to observe, the mitzora is hukish lameis, he has to observe avelis for himself. Because we assume that tzaras is a punishment for avelis that he did. And so he has to observe avelis on himself. That's based on this, that the Gemara has all the dinim of a menuda, a person is put in cherem and nidui, also he has to observe avelis for himself. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. It's a stir in Shulchan Aruch between Orachaim and Yeridea, whether the fact that a person who is a menuda, nidui is a lower form of cherem, and cherem is a higher form. There's a machlokes that the two forms are three forms. Is it nidui cherem shamta? Shamta is a third thing? Or no, shamta is the same as cherem. There are at least two forms of nidui and cherem, and possibly a third form. Shada, how serious the degrees are. The nezifa, yeah. The Gemara has a nezifa is even a lower form. That's right. The Rishonim all have a lashon. Peretz, the Gemara says, when you put a person in cherem, peretz get there, one who violates a din derabbanan, yishachenu nochosh. So he deserves to be bitten by the snake. Which snake? So they say the chivya derabbanan, the rabbinical snake. What's the rabbinical snake? That they put him in cherem. So the Rishonim have a lashon that the word nochash, yishachen ha-nochash, should be bitten on his neck, is a Rashi Tevis, nidui cherem shamta. So that's only if you hold that there are three different things, nidui cherem shamta. Other Rishonim say there are no three things. There's nidui cherem shamta, the same thing as cherem. The zifa is slightly lower than a nidui. That's how the Gemara says. So the Mitzvah is observing avelis for himself. So the Gemara has an interesting shaila. We know that one doesn't observe avelis on chalamoid, on yantam and chalamoid. If someone dies on Yontif, so the Shiva doesn't begin till after Yontif. If the person died right before Yontif, they did the Kfura before Yontif comes and it cancels the Shiva. So the Gemara has a Shaila, the person is a Mitzora, and he has to observe Avelis, that's what it says in Chumash. So when Yontif comes, does it cancel the Avelis? If the Yontif is over, it's Vaita Mitzora. So he has to observe again. So do you say during the duration of Yontif, he doesn't have to observe the avelus aspect of tzaras. The tumas tzaras is noigan yontav also. That's not tumas tzaras is not a function of avelus. But the shail is the nihug avelus that he has to have wear begodim that are torn and he has to let his hair grow and he has to do atifa saroish. All these are aspects of avelus. So does he observe the nihug avelus on yontav and chalamoid or not? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, that he does. How do you know? Because the pasuk says v'hatzarua, asheboy haneged, the person has a neged tzaras, has to observe avelus. So the Gemara has a comment from the word v'hatzarua that it even goes on a kain gadol. Somehow they see from that word v'hatzarua, even if it's a kain gadol, the Gemara says a kain gadol all year long is like yontav by Yisrael, just like the Yisraelim observe simcha on yontav. And whenever this is Simchas Yontif, that cancels Avelis. You don't begin to observe Avelis. So the Kohen Gadol all year long always has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have Simchas Yontif on Sholos Regalim? Because we have a Chiyuv Aliyah LeRegel. When you have an obligation to be Lifnei Hashem, so that's considered a Chiyuv Simcha. V'smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. A person is in the state of Simcha when he's in the presence of the Shechina. That's how the Gemara says in the first parak in Chagiga. Gemara says, "Ein atzus lefnei hamakom." When a person is in the presence of the Shechina, he's never going to be sad, as the pasuk reads, "Hadva hadalafanu voiz v'chedva b'mekaymoi. When a person is b'mekaymoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always going to be chedvot. So the yisoid, that's our Rav Soloveitchik explained, the yisoid of chiyuv simcha is when a person is lefnei Hashem, v'smachtem lefnei Hashem elokechem. Simcha is always when you're lefnei Hashem. So the Yisrael, baregel, shalosh shegalim, have an obligation to be a Nazara. So that engenders a chiyuv simcha. The Kohen Gadol has to be a Nazara all day long, every day of the year. That's his obligation, to be in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. So the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol kol hashana kulo kisol baregel dami. The Kohen Gadol never observes avelis all year long. And nonetheless, the pasuk says, v'hatzaruah, the rabbis Kohen Gadol, even the Kohen Gadol also observes these dinim of avelis. It's a raya that avelis on a mace is not observed on Yontif, but avelis of tzaras is observed on Yontif. So the Gemara, it's interesting, the Gemara had this suffix, whether a mitzvah is noig avelis of tzaras on regular, Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, he does. So what are they talking about? Which aspect of nihug tzaras is avelis? So the Pasha Pshate goes on ripping the begodim, begodim yufrumim. He has to have tziris in the begodim, he has to let his hair grow, he's not allowed to do tzporis, and he has to have atifa sarai, shal safam yata. So Rashi doesn't write like that. Rashi writes, shiluach tmei min amachne. Rashi writes, the Gemara Shaila is that the mitzor is not allowed to enter ayaris hamakof is chayim maaser shur ben nun, megan shol shugalim, he is allowed to. So that's a pella, that the mitzor is not allowed to enter ayaris hamakof is chayim, that's a din in kedushas hamachne, he shouldn't, vay tamas machaneim. Rashi understands a chiddush that the mitzor is mishtaleh chutz lemachne, chutz li Yerushalayim, chutz la Yoras HaMakav Eschayim, is an inyan of Nihog Avelis. It's an inyan of Nihog Avelis. Usually you assume not like that. Usually some, that's not Nihog Avelis. This is Nihog Avelis. Ripping kriya, letting the hair grow, and doing atifa sarosh. That you're not allowed to enter Yoras HaMakav Eschayim, is shiluach tmei min amachne, v'lo yitam es machane. So Rashi says, no. Rashi says, shiluach tmei min amachne, according to the Hava Min of the Gemara, it would have been mutter for the mitzora and yontif to come into the machne. The maskana was even the Kohen Gadol observed nihu gavelis of the negatzaras. They say that one of the rabbanim was once discussing this topic, so his wife overheard the discussion. So he asked his wife, "What do you say? Why is the mitzora not allowed to come into the machne?" She said, "Because it's a contagious disease. That's why." He said, "Then of course he's not allowed to come on yontif. Why should it change on yontif?" But usually we say it's not because it's a contagious. We usually say because Tumas HaMachna. So Rashi says that's also not the pshat. Shiluach Tmeyim in HaMachna, the Mitzvah is not allowed to enter Yaris HaMakav Eschayim, is also, according to Rashi, it's an element of Nihu Gavelis. And that's what the Gemara had a Havamina. It was Nitche, the Gemara had a Havamina, that on Regel, he should be allowed to enter the Machna, because he shouldn't observe Nihu Gavelis. The Gemara says, no, even the Kohen Gadol who never observes any Avelis, this Avelis he does have to observe. So you say, even Beregel, you observe Avelis of a Mitzvah.
You would have to Nicham Ava?
Nicham Avelis. I don't think so, because here it's his fault.